Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave Student Loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control, from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company, fourth and final hour on a Friday morning. Sean Farish is with us. 9 o'clock hour brought to you by Wawa. Hoagie Fest is here, and it's the summer of sandwiches. For a limited time, Wawa mixing it up with hoagies, clubs, quesadillas, and more, all for under $6. Savor a summer of sandwiches and savings. Gotta have a Wawa. We savor Fight Club, and we are savoring the moments as we are just 6 minutes out.
All right, we're going to go to the great state of California, where a guy goes into a, looks like a money loaning place or something like that in California, and he starts destroying things, computers and everything, while ranting about white supremacy. The security guard, to his credit, politely asks him to leave, sir, as he's trashing the place. This isn't Fight Club, but this is just a California liberal going insane. Roll it, Phil.
What are you doing, Kurt Cobain, like that, dude?
What does Kurt Cobain have to do? Oh, there goes a computer monitor.
Somebody's
getting
money! Somebody's getting a job! Not like I can do anything! You're racist!
Right.
Yes! Put a fake shirt to something!
Please, sir.
Please,
sir.
Money!
Sir, let's
I've been doing this shit all day!
You want me to call you?
I don't care! You're white boy!
Oh my goodness.
Nobody cares about you. I know why you want me.
Let's leave.
And I'm good looking too.
Let's leave.
Wow.
I hate you.
Oh.
I hate all of you. Why would they send me an ID with no why?
I'm not sure.
Why?
This is going to be me at the DMV later.
I'm one man.
Sure.
Some kid. No money for nobody.
Right.
If I can't get nobody can't.
Right.
That, bro.
This is what obliterated looks like.
Oh, man.
That's what listening to Jamal Bowman on CNN will do to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
what a mess.
Yeah, you really can't. You can't describe the mental illness that is going on in
major crisis in this country.
You played Senator John Kennedy, or a drop from him. I want to get to cut 11 here. I just love when he questions people. This is cut 11.
John Cassie.
You're getting rid of $5.5 million to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex advocacy in Uganda.
Huh?
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I can't believe we're arguing about this. I can't believe we're arguing about this. Step four, we're not denying life-saving care to anybody, are we?
No, and $10 billion would remain for that funding.
Jimmy Kelly, I need that on the board. I can't believe we're arguing about this as a John Kennedy drop. I'm glad that if the reports are true from Wired that the Trump administration has hired big balls, I'm glad. That guy needs a lifetime job. Give him whatever salary he commands. He's a whiz kid. He could probably become the CEO of Google tomorrow. Do not lose him. Retain him at all costs.
Google.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're doing a new thing. It's called Make America Ballsy Again.
Yes.
Edward Korestein, great guy.
Yep. By the way, over on YouTube, we have a poll question up. What travel app do you use? Waze, Google Maps, in-vehicle, you know, your GPS yep. in-vehicle or other? Google Maps, Sean, you are in the majority there with 51%. Waze at 30, in-vehicle 8, other at 11.
Yeah.
I wonder what the other ones are. Nice. Are there other ones?
Nice to see that this
Apple
audience.
Maps,
Apple Maps, okay.
This yeah. audience of all people, of all audiences, they love Google, huh?
Google.
There was a glitch way back in the day. I want to say it was like 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
With Google, where if you asked it from like New York, if you asked it for directions to London, it told you to swim 3,000 miles.
It's amazing.
It was like drive to Montauk and then swim. And I actually looked it up and it was real.
Oh,
like
that's
it was
amazing.
An actual, it was really funny.
That yeah. is amazing. This construction company owner says that he regrets voting for Trump because he can't hire illegals anymore.
Prosecute this
yeah,
guy.
Cry me a river. Cry me a river.
This is cut 9 here, Phil. Again, this is courtesy of TikTok. Look, these people put this out here. We just play it for you. Roll it, go.
I was a Trump supporter. I don't know how long I can keep doing this.
Yeah. Okay, Luke Combs.
I have a construction company. And not a thing is getting done. Mm-hmm. This is what I get. This is what I get. Nothing but white boys. It takes 4 days to do a one-day job. I might have f***ed up.
Yeah.
Or you, some women.
Or you didn't listen to Trump on the campaign trail when he said immigration and illegal immigration was the biggest issue in the country.
Can we just not gloss over what Dawn said here?
What?
What did you say?
Hire some women.
Yeah?
These are good jobs,
Dawn,
right?
Dawn does her whole yard.
I know.
They are good jobs. Yeah. They are good jobs.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, this guy, so I would like to know how much he pays.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know more about his company because... You know, he should get in trouble
yes.
if he has been undermining, you know, what everybody talks about. What about a real wage or a living wage, whatever you want to call that? And so if he's undermining that, you know, then we should that's what Vice President J.D. Vance has been talking
yeah.
about.
Well, and Tom Homan said we're going to start at the top with the most dangerous criminal illegal aliens. And then we'll work mm-hmm. our way down to the ones that are just here illegally, which is still a crime, that are, quote, not threats or dangers. And once they get through that, start going after the businesses that are hiring yeah. illegals.
But you know what? You know what this guy said? I hired white boys. Well, you didn't have to hire white people.
Yeah.
You could have
yeah.
just hired legal brown people. You decided to yeah. hire illegal brown people, mm-hmm. and that's why they're gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
you know, if you're making it about race and that white people don't work as fast as minorities, then go hire some minorities who are here legally, mm-hmm. and they'll put the house up in a day. You know, I mean, it's that simple.
Hire
it's
the
not
Amish.
About white, black, this, that. The mm-hmm. Amish.
Yes.
The Amish are they get. They built like a whole shed, a whole barn in like 12 hours.
Yeah. The Amish put on one of my neighbor's roofs. First of all, they completely went under every other roofing company out there by a lot, mm-hmm. like a lot. They had it up there. They were up there in the 100 degree heat last week or this week, and they had it up in like a day. And they completely took off the roof, put new plywood on and everything within a day.
Wow.
They had it done
yeah.
and came in like $30,000 cheaper than like some companies around here. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's
awesome.
Amazing. One more before Fight Club here. Actually, no. Let's do it. Let's stay on track.
Let's do it.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
Stop You're looking it. For a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights. Equal rating.
You got knocked the f*** out, man.
Fight Club on this Farish Friday. Sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. 3 locations, 1 in priority, you. Visit tricounty.com. By the way, I met the general sales manager of Tri-County Auto Group yesterday. Great guy. Listener. P1. Make sure you go in there and thank Tri-County Auto Group for sponsoring Fight Club. Because without sponsors like that, we couldn't give you such great content like... women fighting at an airport. Okay, I teased this earlier where I said that this took place. This started on, you know, those you know, for the lazy people who are too lazy to
escalator.
Walk, and they have those escalators.
The moving
that take,
sidewalks.
Yes, the moving sidewalks. Yeah. It started there, and then it spilled over into the luggage area, that carousel where you
oh,
get
I hate
your
that carousel
where you get your luggage from. This was submitted by I believe Gigi Gadget sent this. She's quickly becoming the top contributor. Maybe Edder is the top contributor. One of them is the top contributor to Fight Club. All right, Phil, roll it. Not sure what's happening here. There's some words being exchanged.
COVID mask.
I know.
Are you serious?
Look at this.
Neck pillows.
There we go. Look,
Emerald.
See?
Oh.
That's my suitcase.
Right on top.
Yes.
Yeah.
Girl, you better get out of here.
You're going around.
They are.
There we go. The hair's been pulled. Control has been taken. The key to winning Fight Club is grabbing hair.
Grabbing hair.
What a disgrace.
Oh, my goodness.
Look at the masks. All of these psychos still wearing the COVID mask.
Yep.
But yet they're fighting, right?
Yeah.
I would throw my suitcase at them just for wearing a mask.
Me too.
Look at that. Underwear all on the floor. Just a disgrace.
Look at it. Still going. Still going. Now I think they're beating up the dude.
Top of her.
They're beating up her boyfriend,
uh-huh.
who is, well.
Well, he's wearing sandals with socks. He deserves to be stopped.
He's covering her.
Yeah, kudos to her boyfriend for covering her. Yeah.
I would have started throwing haymakers at these broads. Let's go.
Dawn, do you give him an A+ for doing that?
I do, A+
for
that.
Well, we don't know. Maybe he's the one who instigated this whole thing. You know, we don't know.
I don't know.
Let me guess.
It's definitely
Atlanta
his fault, though, because he's white. So it's automatically the white guy's fault.
I will say this. I have a major complaint with the carousel. In the history of flying, and I have flown, God knows, way too many times, my luggage never comes out right away. I'm always that schmuck standing there at the carousel waiting for it to open and start spitting out the bags.
Yep.
And I'm always
you're lucky
last.
Your luggage comes out at all. I've had that happen. You know, I've had this happen a few times. One time when I was going down to Tallahassee, when I was visiting my wife, Brennan, who was at that time my girlfriend, my whole situation getting down to New York was all, or getting down to Florida was all messed up. You know, someone did the wrong thing, and while we were standing there, and no bag came out.
Yep.
So I said, all right. So, it came the next day, but it was great. Then I flew back, and, the wonderful, I guess, geniuses over at LaGuardia Airport decided they just weren't going to unload the plane onto the carousel for 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
You know, and people got – there was almost a riot. I said, listen – I was there at January 6th. This is going to look real ugly. You know what I'm saying? Okay, we'll get you back.
And between SEPTA and flights, public transportation is just a disaster.
All right, let's
turn into a mess.
It's Friday at 9:15. You guys know what that means.
Gale and Company, Friday, Fight Club 5.
Oh, that's right.
Your chance to vote for the fight of the week.
Got it.
And remember, fight. Equal ratings.
Thank you, Jimbo.
Thank you, Jimmy. Fights do equal ratings. So we will go through the five fights this week and vote on the best fight. Plus, you can vote. You have your chance to vote, too. Just get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHD, to cast your vote. Which one you like the best? I'm sorry, Nick. Are we keeping you up?
A little tired.
Uh-oh.
My Lord. All right. These will be visual only, no audio. So, Nick, if you want to describe it, we're going to start off with Mondays.
Oh, the potty.
The Mondays. There was this happened in the bathroom, Sean.
Yeah. Eighth grade girls throwing down.
These are young. This happened in some middle school. But look at them. Look at them just going after them. Look at that. Look at that.
The head on the sink. Yeah. Woo. Yep. She's done.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those little future broads in the corner not doing anything.
Just
a mess.
Just videotaping. Yeah.
Just a mess.
Unbelievable.
All right, so Monday we'll call Monday bathroom, middle school bathroom. Tuesday was
Potty
the
Wars.
Tuesday was the spin. You remember this?
Whoa,
one?
Look at that. The tilt a whirl. Yes.
It looks like Cesaro.
Yeah, it's
Cesaro.
Yes.
Nice reference.
Yes.
Look
the
at
Swiss
this.
Superman.
One.
One.
All right. Two.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Three.
Oh man.
Wow. Four.
Spins her.
She's
for those of you who can't get on over to YouTube, spins her completely around 360 through her hair.
Four spins.
And I'm the only person on this show right now in the four boxes that could not happen to me.
That's true. All right. The Wednesday's was the gay student.
This is great.
Who had enough and went after the guy who was allegedly slurring him.
Yeah.
So he went full.
Sean, the little skinny kid, this homophobic skinny kid was trash talking this fat gay kid who probably could be the Eagles' left tackle if he really wanted to be. And he just obliterated that
dude.
He's
got a good left punch, you know?
Maybe the Jets could use that guy.
The
Jets could use anybody, by the way.
By the way, I think this is actually what got us taken down from YouTube yesterday, so I don't want to play the audio of it.
Okay.
But Steve Inman, Sean, he's one of the UFC guys.
I love him.
He does commentary over fights.
Yeah.
So the point of yesterday's was actually the commentary that he did it, but I believe we got flagged because of it. So
I actually think the commentary is better than the fight anyway.
I agree. So
Inman is hilarious and stuff like this.
But you can see the slow motion of these women fighting out. I mean, it's still a good fight without the audio. It's still a really
the pepper spray.
The cop comes with a spatula and just disperses the entire thing.
Yeah,
picks up their weaves and leaves.
Picks up weaves and leaves.
And then Thursday, Phil. Thursday was. That was it. All right, and then Friday. So why don't we put up our?
Today was what, the carousel, right?
The carousel.
Friday was the carousel.
This is tough.
Thursday was on the street, but you have to remember the voiceover.
Yeah.
Wednesday was the gay student. Tuesday was the spin, the woman spinning around, and Monday was the middle school girl's bathroom.
Yep.
Starting with Nick Cale.
Boy, I got to say, this is, of all the weeks we've been doing this now, how long has this been? About 4 weeks or so?
We've been doing it a long time.
This is actually very tough for me.
It is.
By the way, as I contemplate my answer here, are we able to do the poll on YouTube since there's five options?
We're only able to put up four of them.
Yeah, see, X is the same way. What's up with capping options at four?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Boy, now that you say Cesaro, Sean, that brings Tuesday into my wheelhouse. You know what, though? I'm going to go with the fat gay guy.
Yeah.
I need that guy protecting my franchise quarterback on Sundays. I'm going to go fat gay guy.
That's Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
Wednesday with the gay student.
Yep.
Dawn Stenslin.
I as well will go with the left-handed bully victim who is just the best.
Full, we used to call it something that's politically incorrect. I guess we can't call it now, but there's, we'll just say monster strength, right? Big guy strength.
It used to be R strength.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He went full R-word strength.
Yes.
Sean Farish.
I'm going with the airport because the woman wound up on the carousel and was going around, and I think that deserves some love.
I agree with Sean Farish. I am also going Friday with the airport.
We might need Phil and Jimmy to break this tie because it's 2-2.
Well, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. You can vote on it right now. Well, I don't want to give anything away, but there's a pretty clear winner.
By the way, I would love to see Steve Inman voice over Sean Farish firebombing his aunts in his yard.
Listen, I'll tell you what, the ants have been obliterated. Okay?
Wow.
Literally.
Now, is it 100%
everyone was like, oh, they're going to come back. They're not back. Mm-hmm. It took me a week.
Yeah.
They're not back. I even ordered, because thanks to everybody online who told me I wasn't going to be able to do it, I ordered more. Exterminating bead things, you know, the stuff that you sprinkle on top, the bait.
Mm-hmm.
They're not back. No, not a single mound, right? They haven't even tried to rebuild. Yeah, that's it. Oh, they're going to come back. You'll see. They're not back.
They didn't build back better?
Yeah.
No. Obliterated.
YouTube.com/@1210WPHT. The voting is going hot and heavy now. As soon as I said there was one clear winner, other ones are taking the leads. Get on over there and vote. We will give you the answer, the winner, the results, before the end.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loan should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Of the show.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
The battle is on for Fight of the Week.
I can't believe we're arguing about this.
I can. A lot of good content out there, baby. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. By the way, as we get ready to wrap up with Sean Farish, wish him a good weekend, get to Dawn's Big Three, the whole bit. Apparently, Fox and Friends... Actually, no, they didn't send him down there because he's no longer really on the show. I believe Steve Ducey is kind of semi-retired, and he's living in Florida, which I don't blame him. And now with Mamdani, the next mayor, maybe he was ahead of the curve. He's actually down there with Mr. Mustard himself at Alcatraz Alligator Island.
Pretty cool.
I think we have the footage, if I'm looking at this correctly. Do you want to roll this now?
Roll it. No problem, but all the stuff that goes into intake and processing of illegals... You're seeing this
Look up.
This is all 24 hours. 24 hours from now, you're going to see even more. And by Tuesday, this will be able to have intake of illegals.
And you've thought of everything. Okay, so there are four gigantic tents. Let's come on over here, Governor. And
looks like music fest.
Okay, you're in the middle of the Everglades. It's hot. That would explain why you've got this bank of air conditioners here.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is going to be... Illegals will come in. They'll be processed. There'll be places for them to be housed. You'll have an ability for
that was
for
a Hitler
food.
Salute.
You'll have an ability for them to consult legal rights if they have that, because there is a process that's involved with this. So this is really everything. This is going to be a self-contained little area, and then of course you also have stuff for the staff that work here. So we've got laundry facilities. We've got showers. We've got obviously there. You see the shower and bath facilities.
Right there.
Yep.
Where do you go to get a bunch of bathrooms like that?
Well, so this is being done by the Division of Emergency Management.
It's amazing.
So when we have a hurricane, like we would actually have people staged here for hurricane response normally, anyways, but we have it. When we have all the linemen come in to do the power, we have to set up little areas for them. And so you have all this type of stuff. So this is not our first rodeo. The detainee illegal alien mission's a little bit different and the deportations. But logistics, we know how to do that.
Right. And, you know, for people thinking, okay, they're going to put the migrants on this hot asphalt. It looks like you're building a subfloor. And, in fact, some guys are putting down the plywood.
Yeah, no, look, this will be, I mean... there's not going to be anything that they're hurting for anything. There'll be AC. There'll be things that everybody needs. There's medical here. So it's being done right. It's being done by the book.
All right, pause that. Yeah. So illegal aliens will get air conditioning while they're being detained, yet kids in Philadelphia public schools don't.
That's a good point.
Imagine that.
Ron DeSantis
Imagine
gets
by the way,
done.
Yeah. I want to point something out. He's round again. You notice that?
Yes. He's off the Ozempic.
You know?
Yeah, he looks like
he's off the Ozempic.
He's off the Ozempic.
Yep.
When he was
running
again,
Sean is right. When he was running for president, he was slim and like
had Botox.
Yeah,
stopped doing the Botox.
Yep.
You know, he's got like chubby cheeks. He looks like a chipmunk again.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know what I mean? This is the Ron DeSantis that I like, not the version of him that was running in 2023, 2024, where I think you could clearly tell he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
After a little while,
he was
but he got so involved
much.
And took so much money and committed too much that he had to just follow through.
Mm-hmm.
But it almost felt like, you know, maybe a few months in that it was like a half-hearted campaign.
You know what we really should do is we have to find a travel company and get them to partner with 1210. And we need to take a remote broadcast down to Alligator Alcatraz Island.
Don't do something you don't wish for, because I can make that happen.
I would love to do a
We better be getting all I'm going to say is we better be getting the AC that the illegals are getting down there.
Well, we'll do it in we'll do it in February.
It doesn't matter. Okay, so instead of it being 110 degrees, it's 105. Big deal.
I tease this, so let me play this this one before we break for Dawn's Big Three. This, I'm not exactly sure what led up to this, but what it appears to me, and I found this on TikTok, or Nick found it, I think, on TikTok or whatever. This is a woman who yells at another woman who's underage, I believe, after her boyfriend comments on the woman's backside. So she's wearing like short shorts.
Yeah.
And I guess her boyfriend said something to her. The woman, the underage woman, was like, said something back. And then this woman was like, hey, you wear this stuff. It's your own fault that men are commenting on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm most interested in Dawn's take on this.
Take will probably get me fired, but so I'll sit this one out.
This one is, this is a wild video. Roll this.
No. I will hit you. He would never.
A minor?
On any girl.
Dude.
What? You're a girl. You're a girl.
And?
Yes, a girl, not a woman or anything.
Yeah. Okay.
He complimented it. Get the over it. Don't want someone to compliment it. Don't say anything.
Don't wear that.
Yeah.
Outfit.
Oh, this is at Walmart.
Call her one more time. She didn't do it. She can wear what she wants. What's wrong with her outfit? You literally look like a crack.
Oh. She's not wrong about that.
Yeah, she's not wrong about that either.
What is wrong with you? Don't hit on women that are minors, you.
Well, that's creepy, too.
Yeah.
What that the is, creepy. Is wrong yeah. with people?
So
why are they so weird? They're literally on crack.
You can see what they're. This, obviously, from TikTok.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You can obviously see what this this minor is wearing. So
this her, is why I go to Target.
What I believe is her crackhead boyfriend said something inappropriate to this girl, and his girlfriend stood up for him and was like, well, you're wearing slutty shorts, so yeah. It's your fault.
Yeah. Dawn, your thoughts.
Dawn Senslin.
Are you kidding me? The two crackheads are crackheads.
Yes.
And so that these are girls. This is what girls wear. And they're wearing little shorts, but they're jean shorts.
Yep.
They're just basic jean shorts. So the fact that this really creepy, he does look like a crack addict. The girl is right.
Mm-hmm.
It's nasty. And the fact that the nasty girlfriend defends the nasty guy makes it really sickening.
Yeah. Meth part, yes.
Yeah, I don't know what, like, because if they're in a relationship, the girlfriend should be mad with the boyfriend for hitting on.
Yeah, you would think.
Regardless of whether or not, like, regardless of age, because you can't tell.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's gross that she's a minor.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you would think she'd be like, why are you, you know, like, why are you hitting on another woman type deal?
Yeah. But she's a kid. She,
yeah.
When you see the, like, the pan out, she's like 15-ish.
Right. She's a kid.
Yep.
I mean, she's a kid. She.
By the way, I would say, looking at it, like, you know, 16 years old.
Well, the video doesn't show her face, by the way.
No, but it shows, and you hear in her voice.
Yeah.
She's not.
She's a kid. Junior high school.
Nick is about to find out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And this is going to rock Nick's world.
And I got to be honest, she's not even wearing, like, the clothing that she's wearing isn't, like.
Isn't.
No.
Like.
No. Can you? She's wearing a t-shirt and, like, jean shorts, right?
And jean shorts.
Phil, that video. Actually, no, I don't want to do that. Yeah. She's underage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not even 16.
We need another pandemic so I can keep my girls locked in the house for the next 7 years.
Well, Razorblade Throat is out there now.
Yeah,
so.
It is. But let me ask you this. And I don't know if we have enough time to even get into this, but I'll just throw a stink bomb into the pool here at 9:34. Let's just change the fact that she's a minor. What if she's an adult? This is what I've never understood, Dawn. If you are a beautiful female and you're advertising it, you're flashing it, you're showing it off, and then the opposite sex compliments you, hits on you, and you freak out, well, what do you expect? And I'm not saying harassment, sexual harassment, is stalking, you know, an innocent compliment. And I'm not talking workplace dynamic. I'm talking about in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that girl was 22 and that dude with his chick hit on the 22-year-old and said something nice to her. Well, then you kind of put, and I'm not saying that you put yourself out there, but you kind of did, right? Like, I've seen, there was, Sean, you'll remember this. You remember Joy Taylor on ESPN? She was on Fox Sports. So she always wears killer outfits. And yet she is always the first one to say, respect me for my sports takes. And it's like one of these things where I'm like, well, wait a minute. People are complimenting you that you're smoking hot on TV, and you get offended by that because you want to be deemed intellectual. Well, then maybe don't have your, you know, what's flopping out on the desk.
You know, and I think that's valid. Like, I think that's valid. If you're of age, right, you're over 18 or whatever, and you're wearing something that you know is revealing, and somebody compliments you on what you are revealing, you can't get upset.
Right.
I don't think you can get upset.
Right.
If it's like, you know, if they start touching and then, you know, if it's really inappropriate. But if someone is like, hey, you look good, you know, something like that.
But most people don't do that anymore.
Right.
Most men are afraid.
Yeah, they're going to get me too.
They're afraid to even like go, oh, you look nice today or, you know, anything. You can't do it.
You know, like, it's like me. I've gained 18 pounds since 2022. No one would advise me to go out to the pool today and take my shirt off and do a cannonball. So, but if I take my shirt off, I'm fair
game. I think it'd be pretty cool
For another dude to say, "Is that Chris Christie over there?"
Be a lot of water out of the pool, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I will say this. You know, there's a point where somebody's outraged, like when you're in your teen, you're like 19 to in your 20s. Mm-hmm. But then at some point, you go around the block twice to get whistled at. You know what I mean? So just enjoy it.
Whether that girl was old enough or not, that guy is in a relationship.
Her.
He shouldn't be doing that. But in a situation where, you know, somebody is single at a Walmart and sees, you know, someone of age. That they know, you know, they could reasonably tell is of age, and they're in a revealing outfit or a semi-revealing outfit, and they drop a compliment. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. A compliment, a classy compliment. You look good today. Nothing like, you know, you don't walk around and be like, hey, nice melons, right? You know?
Well, apparently this guy said something like nice ass or something like that.
That's out of line.
To a girl that's who's out of line. Clearly a girl.
Right.
By the way, Keith Martin with the comment of the day on YouTube on the next episode of Crackhead Swingers. And with
that's
that,
a good show.
Yeah, it does. And with that, we end the cut sheet for this Friday.
And we will bid you adieu, Mr. Farish. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Woo-hoo! All right. Thank you, guys. See
you. See you, man. Right.
See you next week. There he is, Sean Farish. We'll come back at a big three from Dawn, as well as our morning mystery movie clip, music, and what's on top on tap for the top of the hour, as Dawn Stenzelin is 22 minutes out. Stay right there.
Reporting from the Piazza Auto Group studio, and I've got some exciting news about my friends from the Piazza Auto Group. So Acura has just been named America's best value luxury brand in Kelley Blue Book's 2025 Consumer Choice Awards. And that means top performance, cutting edge tech, and unmistakable style, all with long-term value you can trust. From the sporty Integra to the all-new ADX, Acura delivers more for your drive and your dollar. Visit them. Piazza Acura in Ardmore, Reading, or Westchester. You can always shop online. PiazzaAcura.com for all those special offers. PIAZZA, PiazzaAcura.com. Thank you. Piazza Auto Group. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control from application to payoff. Make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com. One more time, that's collegeave.com.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Dawn Stenzelin's Big Three coming up here in just a moment.
Can I say one thing real fast before you take this call? By the way, the Never Ending Cut Sheet was sponsored by Amazon. If you love deals, you'll love this. Prime Day is lasting 4 days this year. That's 4 days of unbelievable deals. Nick Kale going insane because Kristen is going to be spending him out of house and home in every category you can think of, so you can save big on everything you're into. Shop Prime Day, July 8th through the 11th. July 8th through the 11th, Kale.
Wives shopping unsupervised with credit cards.
And then a kale company family summit.
That's right. Gather around the dining room table and I go through the finances.
On July 12th, because it lasts through July 8th or the 11th. Thank you, Amazon, for sponsoring the never-ending cut sheet.
All right. 855-839-1210. Big three in a moment. But Agatha is in Medford, and she has some thoughts on our last story. Agatha, you go right ahead.
Yeah, and thanks for taking my call, about women getting offended when they're given a compliment when they, you know, when they look good. And I was on my way home from work. I drive a convertible. I have blonde, curly hair. I was at a traffic light, and there was a gentleman next to me, and he said something, and I couldn't hear him, and I turned my radio down. I was listening to your station.
Yeah.
And he said that I looked good in my convertible. And he was an Afro-American gentleman, mm-hmm. and he put a smile on my face. I wasn't offended.
Good.
I mean, like, if you look, you know, put together, and I don't know. These women today, I just don't get it.
I agree. You know, so. Agatha, blonde, curly hair, convertible, translation.
We want to hit that hard.
Exactly right. Thank you, Agatha. You have a great day.
Beautiful Agatha.
Thank you, beautiful Agatha. Right,
there she is. Beautiful Agatha.
Jump on me. Go for it. That's what we do here.
Yep. That's what we do.
Dawn's being used for nefarious purposes.
There's always something on the board.
But the one purpose she's very useful for, right, Nikhil?
Big three.
It's the big 3 and 9 on Kale & Company.
Jesus, man. You can tell it's a Friday.
Woo! So, home improvement store parking lots.
You're sponsored by somebody, by the way.
I am sponsored?
Okay, I think so.
We are sponsored this morning in our big three.
By blondes and convertibles.
By somebody who didn't print out what I needed.
Oh, okay. Then maybe you're not. I'm sorry. Okay, never mind.
I could do the 6 a.m. sponsor. No.
Okay. Never mind. That was a bad job by me.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Number one. Yeah, just in time for summertime, the Philadelphia Parking Authority raising prices for the first time in a decade. Starting next week, July 1st, hourly parking rates, yes, in Philadelphia jumps from $3 to $4 an hour. Center City's long-term meters, those are being hiked as well. PPA says those higher prices will improve congestion.
Ah.
Congestion and open up more parking spots. Is this their version of congestion pricing?
Could very well be. I'd love to know what the profit margin is for like parking garages. I might get into that in my later years.
Oh, dude, it is. I mean, think about what this parking garage gets here.
$25 an hour?
Oh, no.
Fortune.
No.
Is it more than that?
I think it's more than that, dude. I think it's like 50.
Oh, you know my numbers are always off.
Speaking of numbers, China. So the deal is confirmed.
A framework of a deal.
I was about to say that.
Would you let the Emmy Award news anchor do her job, Mr. O? You have a sponsor to do.
Yeah, I'm stopping.
So you could jump on.
Have a meeting with yourself.
You know, you could jump on me, or you could wait a minute. Okay. Just giving Nick some more fodder, right?
Exactly.
So China confirmed it had agreed with the United States to approve that accelerated export of rare earths after President Trump said he had signed the trade deal, and they'll also lift some of the restrictions on Beijing in return. So they have a piece of it done, which is good news and will kind of stabilize things as far as rare earths and defense systems, all of that. But there are some sticking points that remain. Just keep in mind, data showing the U.S. and China share the world's largest bilateral trade relationship, with two-way goods trade valued at more than nearly $583 billion last year. So this is a huge trade deal, but there are sticking points, and they still include the tariff levels on hundreds of billions of dollars in goods, those disputes over intellectual property protection, concerns around technology transfer, and forced joint ventures involving U.S. companies and China, not to mention the imposed 20% fentanyl tariff on China. Remember that one. So they still have to work out all the fentanyl stuff. But I think that they are happy that they've made this level of progress. But as Greg said, it's not a complete done deal.
Right. It hasn't been obliterated yet.
Yes. And my number obliterated, the word of the day. The number three was the Social Security Administration making a big hire and hiring 19-year-old Edward Korestein, which you may not recognize the name Edward Korestein, but you may remember his
Big Balls.
Yeah, there it is. That's his little code name. And so the White House confirming that they've hired him. Thought he did a good job. Worked very hard.
He's 19.
You know, they're saying 19 year old, but he was 19 last year, so soon to be 20 if he didn't already turn 20.
Wow, he can't even legally drink yet.
No,
and he's being hired. By the way, that's amazing.
Yeah,
what's his job going to be?
So he works for the Social Security Administration as a special government employee. So they've rehired him in a different branch, basically. So it's another, he gets another, basically, what is it, 130 days as that special employee.
He's probably going to sniff out a lot of checks going to dead people for Social Security.
They've said he's going to be focused on improving the functionality of the Social Security website and advancing the mission of delivering more efficient service. That was from a Social Security Department spokesperson. They put out the statement.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So he was obviously one of the original DOGE members that took a lot of heat under the direction of Elon Musk.
That's correct.
Wow.
So your little DOGE update.
There we go.
Now, I don't think he graduated college.
No.
You know, he's...
19? No.
This guy's brilliant.
He's brilliant. He probably could get a four-year degree in two.
Well, it's interesting, too, because obviously because of how much he's been touted and everything, he could probably get a job making six times what he's making.
No doubt.
Working for the federal government,
Every big tech company should be lining up to hire that guy.
Well, they will be when he finishes this, but man.
Yeah, so I'm looking him up. I believe he did turn 20.
Okay, well, good.
So he just turned 20.
Still can't drink
a couple months ago.
You know what I was doing at 20? Not that.
This guy's
You were doing foam baths.
He was obliterating drinks.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Phil. I was.
He's still a college student at Northeastern University.
Yeah.
Who gets laid first, Big Balls or Harry Sisson?
Definitely Big Balls.
Yeah, I would think so. All right.
That's your big three.
Thank you very much, Dawn. We'll get to Phil Almquist in a moment, but first we have to give away our final pair of F1 movie passes.
Woo-hoo!
That comes with Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kaelin Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Jane?
Is that you, sweetheart?
First and last warning, John. Get out of town.
You know I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, well, so you say. But right now, you're trapped in a steel box hanging 70 floors over nothing but air.
Oh, so this is a trap.
He's in car 3.
It's never gonna work, honey. It's never gonna work because you constantly underestimate me.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Oh, once again today, the final pair of Fandango movie code passes for the Brad Pitt Formula One movie, which debuts tonight in theaters. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. If you can identify that movie, you're on your way to see some Brad Pitt action tonight.
Is there a reason we pulled that, Philip?
Yes, because the star of F1 is what we just played.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
Okay. Good. There you go.
By the way, that movie is what broke up Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Allegedly.
And then Aniston big-timed Bruno in an L.A. bar 20 years ago.
He never got over it.
All right, Phil Almquist, it's a Friday. Your show's coming up tomorrow. Let's find out what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history on Kaelin Company.
Today, June 27th, we celebrate the heavenly birthday of Jim Fuller from the Safaris. We also lost Chris Squire from Yes on this day in 2015, and the Ox, John Entwistle from The Who in 2002. Singles include Dream On by Aerosmith in 73, as well as Unskinny Bop by Poison in 90. Albums include The End of the Innocents by Don Henley in 89, Outside the Gate by Killing Joke in 88, These Days by Bon Jovi in 95, Mirror Ball by Neil Young on the same day, and Rage for Order by Queensrÿche in 86. Also in 2012, the chief medical officer of Russia said that the Beatles were to blame for the country's drug problem.
Yeah.
He said that the country's youth first got introduced to the idea of drug taking when the Fab Four traveled to India to expand their minds. In 2004, the Beastie Boys were topped the album chart. In 70, Queen performed for the first time under that name, formerly known as Smile. And in 71, Fillmore East in New York City closed. But lastly, on this day in 94, Aerosmith became the first major band to let fans download a new track for free from the internet. For Kale & Company, I'm Bill Umquist.
By the way, do you guys want the results for the fight of the week?
Yeah.
Of course.
So, youtube.com/at1210WPHT, where I believe that the poll is still up there, but it will only be up there for a couple more minutes. Fight of the week was Monday, the bathroom, Wednesday, the classroom, Thursday, on the street, or Friday, at the airport. Just by, like 7%. Just by 7%. Wednesday's classroom with the gay kid who beat up the homophobe that won 37%, 30%, a close number two at the was the Friday airport, which is the one Sean and I. Which one would you have voted for, Phil?
The classroom. The beat down in the classroom.
Yeah. Interesting. Phil's like, give me that guy on the Jets.
I'll take five of them right now.
There you go. Well, two of them are going to Dave in media, and that would be movie passes from Fandango, because Dave has identified the movie clip. Dave, what did we just play for you?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah! Also known as Don Lemon and Harry Sisson. There you go. Good job, Dave. You're on your way. Enjoy the movie, okay?
Thanks, guys.
You
thanks,
got buddy. It.
Dave in media, and Dawn is coming up 6 minutes from now.
Yeah, so we're going to update you on everything with Trump, the Pentagon, the financial world, the China deal. There's so much breaking. Coming up at 10:30, don't miss this. Angelina Banks, she's a local mom who originally spoke at a Moms of America town hall event right here in our area, met Vice President J.D. Vance. Why was she being honored and asked to share her story with President Trump, who you heard yesterday? Where's Angelina? You're going to find out all about Angelina, her story locally. You're going to love this mom, I promise you. And so we'll say, where is Angelina? She's going to be right here. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT 1030.
1030.
Don't miss all these updates today. A very special Dawn show coming up.
Woohoo! 1030. Come on, let's go.
Everybody stay tuned for Dawn. She's next. Have a great rest of your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And just relax this weekend.
Please.
Don't lose your mind. Because at the end of the day, no matter what you encounter, as Trump would say,
they don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Start your day with Kale & Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10, on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control. From application to payoff, make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeav.com and apply today. That's collegeav.com. One more time, that's collegeave.com.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.